Hello, hello. Welcome to Waking Lions, where we are going to be talking about something a little bit different today. But then again, every week is always something different, isn't it? Okay, let me start off by confessing that I lost the other two interviews that I had promised you last week. So I'm going to have to redo those. I was irresponsible and I deleted the file. So bad, MJ. At any rate, both of the people, Jeff Broomfield and Peter Lionheart Nichols, have both said it's no problem, they'll do it again. So I'm still going to get them to you. Thank you for your patience in advance. And what I want to concentrate on this time is something that I'm sure will be just as interesting, but in a different way. It is something that Jeff Broomfield actually did with me. And he had never done it before, if I remember correctly. And he was surprised at the results. Equally as surprised as I was at the results. Because, believe it or not, and those of you that know me will believe this, I have been seeing psychologists and what have you for years for one specific problem in general. And when I say years, I'm not talking about, you know, a couple years or even a decade. I'm talking about decades to get this problem resolved. And interestingly enough, it's been passed from one to another. And, oh, well, that's really interesting. I don't think I can help you. Let me have someone else help you. And I'd start all over again with someone else. I'm sure some of you have had that experience before. At any rate, Jeff said he wanted to work with me. We didn't know what we were going to talk about, by the way. He had asked me to fill out some example questions that I wanted answered, and I had neglected to see those questions that he had sent or submitted to me, and so I wasn't prepared. And when the meeting time came, he asked me where the questions were, and I was like, what questions? And so we kind of just threw something up there all at once, and the only thing I could come up with all at once was the issue I'd been struggling with for, well, since I was a toddler. So, without giving it away, I will say more than half a century. Oh my gosh, that makes me sound so old. Okay, fine. It's true. Half a century. At any rate, we're going to take a short little break, and Waking Lions will be right back, and we're going to talk about MJ's conflict and exactly how hypnosis helped figure this out in one bloody session. It will blow you away. It definitely blew me away. After working on it for so long, holy crap. New person alert. Okay, so listen to this message and I'll see you back in a second. Hang tight. Welcome back again. Okay, so what I was going to share with you was a personal experience in the realm, I guess it would be, of a hypnotherapeutic session I actually, as I mentioned, had undergone sessions for many years to get this worked out and could not find any resolve at all. In fact, 2 years ago, a psychologist finally revealed to me that I had what's referred to as DID, having absolutely no idea what that is, because I'm old. She broke it down for me as being multiple personality disorder, which coincidentally, my daughter, the 15-year-old, had actually tried convincing me at an earlier date that that was what was going on with me. She actually had witnessed it firsthand, of course, because we lived together. And because I imagined it as being a crazy person or something along the lines of schizophrenia. You know, I was ignorant. I didn't know what it was. And I thought that it was someone that was incapable of handling stress. And so it got the better of them and they became a schizophrenic, was what I imagined. And a lot of times, you know, people get the wrong ideas from things they don't understand, which is why I research a lot. I just haven't researched that. And come to find out, now it's referred to as DID, which is dissociative identity disorder. And it did turn out that that's exactly what was going on. Now, some people get confused because in life, it's natural. It's absolutely natural for people to have different fronts, different personalities for different situations. For example, if you're at work, you're going to have a different attitude. You're going to look different. Even your face is going to appear different. And the way you hold your body, the words you use are going to be very different from when you're out at the club Friday night with your friends or, you know, at church on Sunday or home with the kids on Saturday. You know, each one of those situations demands, if I can use that word, a different you. That's totally normal. So don't think that if you behave differently, you know, especially when you're meeting your girlfriend or boyfriend's parents for the first time and you behave differently, that there's something wrong with you. That's not the case at all. With the DID, the giveaway, at least for me, was the fact that things would happen and things would be moved around. Things would be put in different places than I normally would put them. And I thought that spirits or entities from another dimension or something like that were moving things around in my house. Because, you know, if you set down a glass and you're the only one at home, you set down a glass on the table and, you know, go into the kitchen area and finish making your lunch and then go back in the kitchen, and again, you're the only one there, and your glass is no longer there, it's moved into the living room, what kind of resolution are you going to come up with? How did the glass get moved over there, right? Huh? How'd that happen? It happened, for sure. And the only explanation I could come up with was that, you know, there were spirits or something was happening like that, because I had no idea that it was actually me. But that's the difference between normal and DID, is when you have DID, you have those individual type personalities, just like a normal everyday person does, that segment up into different personalities that are necessary for that particular calling of time. But you don't have the ability of saying, oh, well, when I was at work yesterday, this happened. Or when I was at home yesterday, that happened. But now I'm at church, or something like that. Because in a DID person's life, what happens at church happens at church. What happens at home happens at home. So if you're in a different place, you don't remember what happened at the other place. And that's just with personalities. So, like with my personalities, I had 8 of them. I wouldn't know and don't get me wrong. It isn't like, you know, a particular one would show up at work and a particular one would show up at home and a particular one would show up here. They all had their different activities that they were good at. They all did the things they were the best at. For example, what I'm doing right now. Okay, this personality, my, public persona, my mature, very professional self, was one person. And she had a relationship with MJ, my typical person. They understood each other. They communicated together, as well as my child, my baby child, my toddler child that went by Shelly. Those three kind of teamed up sometimes. And I don't want to take up too much time by going into it too far, but there were other personalities that would do things in the middle of the night that MJ and, you know, my personality, right, my talk personality, weren't aware of. A little prankster joker kid named Buddy that was 8, liked video games. And so he'd be up all night playing on the phone, playing video games. And he would wait until there were no adults around, quote, fingers in the air, to play video games all night. Which, of course, made MJ and everybody tired the next day because they didn't get any sleep. So you see how that's a problem. Of course, they didn't get to enjoy the video games. But that was the dilemma I was in. And I'd been going through this for decades and had no idea what was going on. All I knew was that I was losing things. People were saying that I was saying things that I had no idea I had said. All these things were going on. And then the amnesia, of course, didn't help either. So no one was able to help me. And then during this strange conversation with Jeff Broomfield, where he started asking me questions. And here's the weird thing. He never asked me specific questions. They were very vague questions. And I'll give you an example, because here we are where I'm hypnotized speaking, and I'll just play a short period where he is talking to my subconscious. Believe it if you want. I believe it. If you don't believe it, fine. All I can tell you is that I have not had any other issues with other personalities coming out. My daughter has definitely noticed and has said something to me, because it was very confusing for her, as you can maybe imagine. Having a toddler for a parent had to have been difficult, and she hasn't had to deal with that. So listen to this part where Jeff is speaking to my subconscious as a separate entity. And I'll just play a small portion of it. But you can see the conversation he's having. Here we go. Oh.
Is there any other problems that we need to be aware of?
She has inflammation, which is curious, in her left knee. Mm-hmm. That sporadically inflames.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's from medication that she's taking, or if it's something else. She's been trying to figure out if it's timed with anything in particular, but can't even put her finger on, you know, when it's arriving compared to what's happening.
All right, there's usually some kind of an emotional thing behind these kind of things. What would you say that would be?
Stress.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of stress?
The kids. Okay. Or money. Okay. Maybe a combination. Mm-hmm.
And what could she do for this problem to just disappear?
Become organized.
Become organized.
Get herself both of those problems, yeah.
Okay. So organization is something that she's been looking for. Is that something?
Yeah.
Is that something that you can help her with now?
Well, Enigma has that, and MJ doesn't.
Okay.
And so, hopefully, by bringing them together, we'll have resolved that.
Okay. All right. Is that something that you can do now? Then, is to bring MJ and Enigma together?
I think they have, but I can solidify it. Sure.
Okay. So, is there anything that needs to happen here? Anything that needs to be done?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Now he's not feeding any information. Okay. He's only asking questions.
It's done?
Yeah.
So both MJ and Enigma are together now?
They're married. In a way, they're not gay, but you know, united.
Okay. So now that they're together, is there anything else that needs to be done with the different personalities and stuff? Is there anything else that needs to be taken care of here?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now the organization, the structure, has that been brought together now?
Yes.
Okay, what about the motivation and inspiration? She has the motivation and inspiration she needs.
I think she'll have to find that, but I think it's going to be able to be found.
Okay.
And what, because she has the reasons. She just needs to find the pathway from A to B.
Mm-hmm. So what is that pathway? Can you tell her what that is?
Yes. Scheduling.
Scheduling?
Also, yeah, she's had a singular train of thought. She'll sit down to study a program and lose track of time, and before you know it, the day is gone and she's worked on that program for 5 or 6 hours solidly. She hasn't eaten, she hasn't, you know, except for to go to the bathroom or stretch or whatever, she hasn't gotten up. She just works solidly on that program. Meanwhile, laundry, housework, the kids, the animals, everything else goes ignored. And then another day she cleans house and everything else goes ignored. And the next day, you know, she spends time with the kids or animals and the work in the house goes ignored. So she needs to figure out a schedule to work it all in together.
Okay. And she can do that now?
Yeah.
All right. And so she can, is there anything you can do for her right now to get that set up and on its way?
Uh-huh. Her phone, it's magic.
Okay.
See, and this is at the end of the session.
So she can, like, use technology to help organize her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning, the children, Alrighty. The little voices were talking.
Now, she's had some issues with abundance.
Yeah. But those are gone
is
now.
Is that something you can help her out with?
Yep.
Change her
this
beliefs
part
around money so that
is interesting.
She becomes empowered.
And then I'm going to cut it off. So listen up to this. It's interesting.
Yes.
And what can she do to make more money?
I don't think it's making more money that's the problem. I think it's spending less on unnecessary things. Giving people, her kids specifically, things that they don't need, because she wants to give them what she didn't have.
Oh, so she's trying to use gifts as love?
Trying to make up for the love she didn't get by giving it to someone else.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. So there was that. So go ahead and think about that for a minute. Think about if you believed it. Think about how much faith would you put into hypnosis. And that, of course, is only one vein of what I actually work with. But that was me being worked on by Jeff Broomfield. And you know, you're allowed to believe it or disbelieve it if that's what you choose to do. All I can say is I have not had any memory loss of events happening for about 2 weeks now since this event happened. I have had only one voice. And again, I didn't let you listen to the first part of it. That would have probably freaked you out. It was the child, Shelley, speaking. And she has not spoken since. I have a full memory of everything. I am doing quite well, actually. And even the money situation, I'm learning new ways of figuring finances as far as the money that goes out. I am focusing more, well, not more, focusing in depth differently on myself. And the reason I'm saying this isn't to like baffle you or wow you or anything like that. It's simply to let you know that if you're coming to a place in your life where you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm at a standstill. I've tried everything there possibly is to try and nothing is working. Nothing is going to work. There is nothing I can do. I just wanted to tell you that you're wrong. There is something you can do. You just haven't found it yet. Hope you got a big drink or a bathroom break or something else to give you a little bit of reprieve from that last portion. Even if you just had to gather your thoughts together and come up to whatever conclusion works for you. And so with the methods that that I actually use to help people. I use meditation, and this is helping people meditate, not me doing it myself. And yeah, I can do it, but helping people learn how to meditate, using different breathing methods, like the Buteyko breathing method, different mindfulness exercises, focusing, concentration. And some of these exercises are only like 3 minutes long. It's amazing how much, oh, believe me, a 3 minute exercise in the middle of the day of just sitting there quietly, listening, arms down, eyes closed, breathing deeply. And if you've listened to any of my recordings, you'll already know the basic step of relaxation is so easy. It's just putting both feet on the floor, hands to your sides or on the chair armrests, sitting with your back straight, head up, and taking two or three deep breaths. Now, here is what I suggest. And as far as I know, I'm the only person that suggests this, but it really, really, really works quickly and beyond anything I've ever experienced in my life. And I can get into a hypnotic state very quickly by when you take the deep breaths, inhaling, inhale so deeply that the top of your head tingles. I mean, inhale with everything you've got. Inhale as much air as you possibly can get. Hold it for 2 full seconds, and then don't just push it out all at once. Just let it trail out slowly through your mouth until there's no air left at all. Nothing. And then repeat it again, inhaling slowly through your nose until there is no room left at all in your lungs. Every bit of room is taken up with air. And you'll feel that tingle in your scalp. It's bizarre. And I am telling you right now, if you do that 3 times after, if you're a customer service person or anything that's high tension and you have to use the restroom, during that 3 minutes you're in the restroom, do this. It will change your life, and it's free, my gosh. Okay, so do that. Okay, Jeff Broomfield, the guy that was helping me, look him up online. You can find him easily. J-E-F-F, and his last name is B-R-O-O-M-F-I-E-L-D, Broomfield. He's awesome. You can find him anywhere, and he gives daily statements, videos that you can check out. He's got some really interesting insight that you could find very useful. And, oh, yes. So I'm working on changing the company name to Waking Lions instead of Waking Lions Hypnosis, because it's not just focusing on hypnosis. And I think I mentioned that before. And additionally, instead of being a hypnotist, because I'm not going to be a hypnotist, I'm going to be, as I said, a conglomeration of several different things that I'm studying and becoming certified in. And so I will be a habit transformation coach, helping people move faster. And it's not even really a coach, because it's expedition exercises. It's very quickly, I dare say 4 or 5 times quicker than a typical coach. I don't know. Specialist, help me think of a last word. Habit transformation what? Habit transformation specialist, habit transformation coach, habit transformation person. Nah, that sounds lame. Anyway, stay tuned next weekend, because Friday I'm going to actually post Jeff Broomfield's conversation. And you're going to be able to hear his side and how he comes up with his amazing techniques for hypnosis and what he did for me today, or what you heard me do today. Okay, so for now, remember, if nothing else, if you don't get anything else, remember this one important thing in your life, and that is, it is time to focus on you. Goodbye for now.